This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. If you're a baby boomer, chances are pretty good you grew up with your parents pounding one basic truth of life into your head. And that truth was, you are always better off owning your own home rather than renting. Well, the Great Recession and the housing meltdown certainly gave us all some new thoughts on renting versus buying. An Oakland County developer friend remarked to me that of late he has seen more baby boomers deciding to throw over homeownership and go with renting. We wanted to talk about this, and joining us is Darren Bloomquist, Vice President of Realty Track. Hi, Darren. Darren, what are your thoughts about this trend that, like I said, I have seen this anecdotally, and a good friend of mine who is a developer in Oakland County was listing, bing, ding, 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 people in their 60s saying, you know what, I'm done, I'm renting. Is that a market trend you're seeing? And I guess when I say that, I think about that these are parents, people whose parents also expected to work for one company for 40 years and then get that gold watch and retire. So Baby boomers' parents' generation did have a view of a world that doesn't exist anymore. But are we seeing that?
Well, I think in general, yes, we're seeing a move toward renters. And we haven't dug into the demographics. When we have done that, I mean, the renters tend to be on the younger side. But certainly, home ownership rates are going down. They were at the height of this close to 70%. Now they're below 65% nationwide, which represents millions and millions of folks, and that who are, they still need a place to live, but they're no longer homeowners. And I think the movement is in that direction. It does make sense even for the older generation to come to a point where it's not worth dealing with the problems of homeownership, especially given in light of the fact that what the last, you know, this past housing crisis has taught us, unfortunately, is that it's not a guaranteed thing that home prices are always going to go up. And so if the value, if you're not guaranteed that the value of that asset is always going to go up and increase,
sure,
then as you get closer to those retirement years, it may make sense to not try to bank on that and move to becoming a renter.
If you've just joined us, I'm speaking with Darren Bloomquist. He's the Vice President of Realty Track. And we're going to take a look now at some of the numbers that Darren was able to gather for us, renting versus buying in cities around Michigan. And I have to tell you, Darren, I was absolutely stunned to take a look at these figures and realize that in Flint, you could actually be paying $72 a month to buy, to own a home.
Yes, and this is based on a medium-priced home.
Sure.
Certainly not all homes that were in this category, but it's basically, I mean, it's a very low car payment, actually, is basically what you're paying on mortgage in rent in Flint. That's $72 a month based on about an $18,000 median home price and a 20% down payment, and then using the 30-year mm-hmm. rates that are available right now, that's your payment. And in comparison, on the flip side, if you are renting in Flint, the HUD, Department of Housing and Urban Development's fair market rents on a three-bedroom home in Flint is $900,
$911. That's a huge gap. Huge.
It's a huge gap, and it really makes, I mean, on the flip side, from the consumer perspective, this is why we see this huge movement toward institutions, Wall Street firms, getting into the single-family rental business. They're buying up by the tens of thousands single-family homes as rentals because they look at numbers like these and they realize there's a lot of money potentially to be had from renters, and the cost of the homes is so low that they can really make a great return in some of these areas.
Now, I notice, jumping over to the west side of the state, in Kalamazoo, for a $116,000 home, median home price, with that 20% down, the mortgage payment is $468. The rental is $956. So that gap isn't quite as striking as it is in Flint.
Yes, I mean, Flint seems to be, in a sense, an outlier. I mean, it's just... Mm-hmm. You know, and I don't know all the details of what's going on in that market, but for whatever reason, home prices have really gone down. But in Kalamazoo, it's still very favorable to when you just look at that payment versus the rent. It's about half to make a mortgage payment. Now, of course, there are other costs that come with home ownership in addition to just that monthly mortgage payment.
Sure.
But I think that's what a lot of consumers, at the end of the day, when they're buying a home, how much am I going to be paying per month to buy this home? But you do have to take into account, of course, property taxes, insurance on the home that some people don't always figure in. And then, of course, as a homeowner, you're responsible for the maintenance. So if something breaks, that's your responsibility as opposed to the landlord's.
Indeed. Taking a look in Wayne County, I noticed you supplied numbers for the city of Dearborn Heights. So it's a solid long-term suburb in Wayne County with a $66,900 October median home price. Mm-hmm. So where are we looking at for mortgage payment and for rent?
So we're looking at for mortgage payment, and it would be $270 a month. Mm-hmm. And that's based on a 20% down payment, which actually you may not need, but the 20% down payment is about $13,000 up front. But still, paying $270 a month for a home where the fair market rent would be nearly $1,300, $1,290 per month for a home in Dearborn Heights, according to HUD. You're coming out $1,000 ahead every month in Dearborn Heights with that in terms of buying versus renting.
So that actually kind of plays back to what I grew up hearing from my parents, that you are going to, at least you're feathering your own nest, and then you look at the difference in the rates is pretty stunning. And I'm guessing since homes are moving again, you know, you see sold signs up. In my experience, we actually sold our house and it wasn't even on the market. And mm-hmm. So, you know, things are bubbling again as far as being able to sell a house. So if you're inclined to embrace the idea of owning and realizing that you probably will sell it if you price it fairly, can you see people kind of re-embracing that idea of ownership?
I do think so. I think there has been a bit of a paradigm shift where somewhat comparable to the Depression back in the last century, it really affected people's mindsets for a long time. And I do think we'll have some of that residual effect that people will see this and say, you know, I'm not going to risk what I saw happen, even if things look favorable. I think we'll have a lingering effect of lower home ownership rates because of this great recession and the housing crisis, really, that was a big part of it. However, there is a sense, especially in a market like Michigan, where home prices are still quite low and affordable. In a couple years, we're seeing the home prices increase pretty rapidly in Michigan. We've now seen 18 consecutive months where median home prices have increased on a year-over-year basis in Michigan. And so even though the prices are still affordable, they're going up very quickly. Mm. And so all that to say, people who do have the ability to and are planning to stay in the area for a fairly long period of time, it is a really good time to buy right now, and you will, I think, build wealth over the long term with that home in a market like Michigan. There are other markets we look at that have already become unaffordable, and we would say it's probably not a good idea to buy. Places in California already, especially along the coast, affordability has gone way down. Still very affordable to buy a home in Michigan, of course, assuming that you do have a job and are planning to stay in the same place for at least 5 to 7 years.
Darren Blomquist is the vice president of Realty Track, providing some perspective on housing prices and renting versus buying in Michigan. Darren, thank you so much for talking with us today.
Thank you, Cindy.